NH camp is aware of their responsibilities in regard to deaf mice, as a result of that, thank you. Apologies, we have one, I believe, from Councillor Anfield.
Yes.
So, Councillor Walker, Councillor Bunter, I'll put that, all those in favour?
Aye.
Yes, carried. Declarations of interest. I take that as nil. Confirmation of minutes of the meeting held on the 28th of June 2022. I'd like to move those, thanks Councillor Murphy, Councillor Mann. Are there any alterations or amendments? If not, I'll put that, all those in favour?
Aye.
Yes, carried. We move on to the extraordinary meeting of the 5th of July. I'd like to move that, Councillor Mockler, Councillor Mann. Any alterations or amendments there? Not, I'll put all those in favour?
Aye.
Yes, carried. Hello, ladies.
We've got two.
Okay, the first report there is just the mayoral amendment, the mayoral commitment, which I'll put if there's no questions. I'll put that, all those in favour?
Aye.
Yes, carried. Second one there is a later report on the general manager's performance review, which is due in August. Can we set the date in that?
Second?
Second, was it?
Second?
No. I'm not sure, no, there's not a date set there.
Oh.
I did want to get it earlier that week, anyway. But just a recommendation that council's made for group review and provide written advice of any issues they wish to raise at that review. They will provide that to me in the next week. I'll put that recommendation, all those in favour?
Aye.
Against, carried. The Master Inland Rail Development Agreement. What a great acronym. And this is part of our journey with the Inland Rail. And this recommendation gives authority to the GM himself to sign and seal this development agreement contract and any associated documents.
And Mr Mayor, this is formalising the arrangement with the Inland Rail that's taken place over many years.
So that, would you like to move that? Councillor Mockler, Councillor Mann. Any further discussions on that? If not, I'll put all those in favour.
Aye.
Against, carried. Compulsory acquisition by agreement, road reserves and licence agreement. Another step down the road in their rail construction. And this relates to Crown Land, the Green Lanes. So the recommendation of 3 points. I'd like to move that.
Yep.
Thank you, Councillor Pearce. Do I have a second? Councillor Mudford. Is there any discussion on that? If not, I'll put all those in favour.
Aye.
Against, carried. It's
going to be a very sensitive one.
The next report is on the Local Government New South Wales Annual Conference, which is scheduled for the Hunter Valley in October. Calling for any motions and attendees.
When do the motions have to be?
They could be considered next month.
Yeah.
So any motions if you get them to Mrs. Trout?
We might, for the benefit of this newly elected council, bring forward the motions that were put up in the past.
Okay. Well, so we'll just change that recommendation one. The determining any motions council considered previous ones.
A couple of things that we've put up that we've never got.
We
if something got through last year.
Is everything from, you know, of GPs and medical services, you know, to biodiversity offset schemes. There are a few.
Okay, so there's 2 points to that, with the mayor and general manager, plus one other council that you authorised. So the US, if there's any other councils interested in attending. Okay, so that's moved by Councillor Mockler. And the second, Councillor Bunbar. Bring further discussion. Put that all those in favour. Yes, loan funding. And this report is self-explanatory in regard to taking advantage of the current interest rate as the best possible, rising one. And the recommendation there that we borrow the million from TCOR. We're doing that early as the report suggests, but there's a reason for it.
So, Mr. Mayor, you're locking in now.
Don't need the money just yet.
That would be fixed for the 15 years.
That's all I can move then. I'll move that. Thank you, Councillor Blackford. Second, Councillor Pearce. Three further questions? I'll put that all those in favour. Yes, carry. Request for variation of the DCP at the Neil Highway. Has everyone been out of pain with where this?
No, we've got a few sitting in the geographics.
Okay. The Shell Roadhouse.
Yep.
And Neil Highway. Three houses back was one issue. Mrs. Long's on the corner of the, what's the,
Sense, common sense.
I'm having a new recommendation, number one. Just a minute.
Just number one. And we'll go to the seconder, Councillor Mann. Are there any questions with that? If not, I'll put all those in favour. If you raise your right hand, that is unanimous, Mr. Spratt. Call and carry. The community engagement strategy. This is the last of our documentation for our integrated meeting reporting, as I believe.
That's correct, Mr. Mayor.
Well, we previously resolved to send a copy of the exhibition, is that correct? As a draft?
We did, didn't we?
Sorry.
Sorry, I believe so, Councillor Mockler. Is that right? It has been out as public exhibition?
As a draft.
That's correct.
Yes.
It's been out for 28 days for public exhibition and we received no feedback. Just for you, Mr. Mayor, if I could just get Mrs. Prout just to add something then.
Yeah, we were holding off, we were waiting on the new census results. And whilst they have come through, they've not been uploaded in REMPLAN to compare what we've got with what we had. So probably in the next month or so when that information comes through, we'll update that page in that document and one of the other documents to reflect the new census figures.
Thank you.
Okay, so the recommendation is that the engagement strategy is presently adopted. Councillor Bunner, Councillor Mann. Any further discussion on that? All those in favour? Yes, carry. Kiwi Heritage Centre kiosk operations. It's quite exciting looking at that building up there. It's coming to fruition. It's
just through you, Mr. Mayor, I invited Mrs. Larkin to come in just to, if there is any questions or any suggestions or any ideas that council would like to raise, but I think it's a very thorough report, but if there's, you know, any particular areas that you, we have the expert in the room.
Well, during the 12 months that it's operated by Council Starr, which is the plan for this day, the use of the commercial kitchen will be very limited, right?
But, well, through you, Mr. Mayor, the answer to that is definitely initially there's no plan at all to use the commercial kitchen by our operations of the Perth.
Yeah.
However, I'd imagine there might be functions and those sorts of things that either the community or council or both might wish to run through the year.
Yeah. And in that case, would it be paid out as a community or...?
It will be a full working kitchen,
yep.
So the opportunity's there. As I say, we're just conscious of what that looks like, I suppose, in the first 12 months and to not bite off more than we can chew.
Mm-hmm.
So certainly the focus will be on getting the kiosk off the ground,
mm-hmm.
and actually getting a commercial operation at the centre,
mm-hmm.
to complement the centre. So certainly a case of let's grow it as we go, rather than rush into it. But yes, the commercial kitchen is fully fitted out and ready to go. So,
yeah, so if somebody wanted to have a 21st there, they could hire somebody to come in and use the kitchen and have the event there?
Yeah, through you, Mr. Mayor. Yeah, Councillor Babbage, I guess the situation is there. We'd assess each case on its merits,
mm-hmm.
Because at this point in time, up until this point in time, the CHC has generally been a case of by exception rather than the rule that we've had functions there.
Okay.
So this is turning that a little bit on its head over time.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess baby steps with that, mm-hmm. but certainly we'd consider one every application on its merit. And we definitely will, as we go along, encourage more and more usage of the centre.
Mm-hmm.
I might often tell the experience I wouldn't go on the 21st thing. Definitely a wedding.
On the other side of this report, Canada, is the draft branding concept,
yeah.
for the Heritage Centre. We endorse that,
mm.
and flying pigs.
Yeah, just a little bit. I might get Mrs. Larkin just to give us a quick explanation of concept versus naming of the kiosk.
What we were suggesting in terms of the name is rather than go with the name formally for the kiosk, is keep the centre as the Cooey Heritage Centre with the coffee option. So it's an events option, a coffee option, you know, the history option. So there's lots of options that you get within the Cooey Heritage Centre while you're there to experience. So in terms of the name, that we're not looking to name the kiosk, but in terms of the concept of the endless possibilities, concept is that we would use that image of the flying pig and the endless possibilities messaging, which we've utilised down in the laneways, we've utilised with the Gill Collective, we've utilised the idea of it with the big ideas. So essentially it's just an activation concept. We've activated laneways, riverbank, you know, the Gill building. We're now activating the Cooey Heritage Centre, and then, you know, where do we head to next? So it's all about these endless possibilities. What, you know, when we think big, where can we go into the future? So we wouldn't be naming the kiosk after that. We would just essentially be using some of those images as we're doing it. But in terms of the brand itself, it would be the Cooey Heritage Centre Coffee.
Yeah.
Thank you,
Jane. That was really well. Yeah. Yeah. It's fantastic.
So there's two recommendations there.
Just before you go. The idea of where the pigs fly, etc. Is that anywhere written up? Would it be written up?
Yeah. So through you, Mr. Mayor, that messaging that's in there, that was developed with the artists that with Brian Campbell and Alison Dent with that Laneways project that we did originally.
Yeah.
So we're looking at having, or would put in place the interpretive signage down there,
mm.
and then replicate that messaging as well. So that messaging You'll find that in the end of term report where we had the image, and on our, on any of our branding where we utilise them as possibilities.
This is going to answer a lot of questions from people.
Yes, we can read it.
Recommendation there, Councillor. Thanks, Councillor Lawford. Do we have a second there? Councillor Mumford. Any further discussion on the matter? If not, I'll put all those in favour.
Aye.
Yes, carried. Thank you, Mrs. Slater. A report there on the sporting groups in response to a question from Councillor Priest at the last meeting. The recommendation that the report be noted and the engagement process of local sporting groups that utilise council sporting facilities being used.
And through you, Mr Mayor, you'll note there that the first meeting is planned for the 1st of August, which is not far away, it's only 10 days away here. So unless council had any questions there, but I guess the change is in the number of times we're going to consult with the groups, which is before the start of an end of each winter and summer season in the build-up, but also that it's the consultation will be with groups that use council facilities rather than the sporting groups and organisations in the region generally. So obviously that doesn't preclude sporting groups from coming to council with ideas and initiatives that don't use council facilities. And as you know, we've just recently worked with the bowling club on getting a major activity off the ground as an example. But what it means is that we'll be consulting with those users so we get a feel for what those users are looking for, both in short-term maintenance but also in long-term where they'd like to see those facilities head through capital works and those sorts of things as well. So that's the goal.
Really, we've developed a master plan for the redevelopment of McGrain Oval to do all that work that's happened there, from everything from overseeing the grass to picket fences to doing up the change rooms, but none of our other sporting facilities have got master plans over them.
At this point in time, the only facility that has a master plan is McGrain Oval. Keeping in mind that we've recently invested a significant amount in also developing a master plan for a future indoor facility, including the pool, the basketball, the tennis. So we do have a master plan for that, but not in the existing facilities, I suppose, Councillor Lawton.
Because I suppose what I was starting to think was also not just active space, but recreational public space as well, was what I was starting to think at the same time. Yeah. Thank you.
Through you, Mr Mayor, are you wanting to have contact with these groups to think about the district cricket, and that seemed to get out of control? You're looking to have not more control, but just more of a relationship with the teams, are you, or not that at all?
Through you, Mr Mayor, that one of the early topics will be a discussion around the use of, at this meeting, will be a discussion around the use of Ernie Knight Oval in general, and where the groups see that use the Oval or have used the Oval in the past, see that if there's either opportunities or changes in the way they work. And at this stage, there was a thought put forward, and it hadn't been meeting, but there was a thought put forward around whether we still required two wickets in Kilcandra, as an example, versus the fees that the Cricket Association pays. So one of the discussions early on will be around that. But I think the relationship's been fine with the Cricket Association, but I think it's a case of the change in the way things work these days with that competition. And their question was around, we pay a lot of, in comparison, we pay a reasonable amount to the council each year, but we're really only using one wicket, not two at the moment, as an example.
Have that conversation earlier than sort of later?
Yeah, that'll be part of the first meeting.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Hang on, back to the recommendation, councillors, if
I'm happy to move the recommendation, but Council, please pass. I want clarification in the above resolution. doesn't say that sports council has been disbanded, but I think it just means we haven't appointed one, so there's none.
Yeah, well, I think each sporting group has made a bonus for that thing. Okay, Councillor Meehan's moving the recommendation. Do we have a seconder?
Yeah.
Councillor Beard. Is there any further discussion on that? If not, I'll put all those in favour. Yes. Carry. Committee meetings for notation. The consultative committee meeting is the 30th of June. Which was very much slewed across towards the organisational review. And the recommendation there on page 30, that minutes be noted. Someone like a move that way, Councillor Bonner, Councillor Moffat. And now for discussion, I'm putting all those in favour. Against carried. Reports for information on notation, statement of bank balances and investments. Outstanding matters from previous meetings.
So, Councillor Mudford's road still on the agenda?
Still there.
Yeah.
We're not allowing that to fall off the agenda, mind you. As much as we'd like to. Inland Rail's not going through. But the change in government, Jules, you were going to chase up with.
I haven't, but I will.
Yeah, we'll just keep trying with that. That's it. This doesn't seem to be, you know, keep escalating to ministers. I don't know much else you can do.
It's a strange one.
Yeah. It is a strange one.
The name or the road?
It's a difficult one. It's a difficult one from getting the head around that they've got a road that's over here that's fully vegetated and you've got a road over here that's not a road, not even a road reserve.
Okay, moving on, we've got the development applications there.
Good to see two new houses.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? Page 38, that the reports be noted. Councillor Bunner, Councillor Walker. I'll put that all those in favour. Against carried. And that concludes the business before us, councillors. On that basis, I'll declare the meeting closed at 4:30 following.